Next patient is Carolyn Olsen. The last name is O-L-S-E-N. Olsen. O-L-S-E-N. The first name, Carolyn. C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. This is a clinical case of an 83-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the CKD stage 3. Period. Our impression is that the patient was hemodynamically unstable. She had cardiorenal syndrome. Period. The patient had an atrial fibrillation that was very difficult to control. Eventually, the patient was referred to Dr. Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, at Manatee Memorial Hospital. The patient had a ablation and the placement of a pacemaker, and she's doing much better. She has a history of TAVR, T-A-V-R. The kidney function today is as follows. Serum creatinine is 1.3. The BUN is 23, and the estimated EFR is 39 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 379, has been between 200 and 300. We are going to continue the close observation. This patient is already taking Jardiance, which is an SGLT2 inhibitor. Following number is anemia. This anemia has corrected with the administration of iron. The hemoglobin today is 13.9. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Today's blood pressure is 114/72. Following number, she has a history of systemic lupus erythematosus, taking hydroxychloroquine, and is followed by the rheumatologist, Dr. Torres. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, B12 deficiency that is supplemented, and following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient is doing much better. We are going to reevaluate in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes in the interpretation of the lab and reviewing the prior chart. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 6 minutes.